Hello, my name is Daniel DeWeese, and I just graduated from Trinity Christian Academy in May, and I'll be heading down to College Station in the fall. I've grown up in a Christian home with two amazing parents. They have taught me about Jesus for as long as I can remember. I also have a sister, Catherine, who will be a senior, and a brother, Judah, who will be in fifth grade. In kindergarten, I accepted Jesus into my heart, and for me at the time, that meant being a good kid. I knew that Jesus was good, but I did not truly understand the sacrifice he made for me. Then in third grade is when I started going to TCA, and life seemed all right. I started making friends, and everything at home was good. However, I wasn't truly living for Christ. I was just trying to make it look like I was a Christian. Part of this is because I've always wanted to be liked by everyone, and I also felt the pressure of being at a Christian school that made me think I had to be the perfect Christian kid so everyone would like me. Once I got into middle school, my family stopped going to church as much. Part of this is because my dad is a football coach, so in the fall, it's especially hard for my mother to round up all the kids to go to church. And then in eighth grade, I began to start struggling with faith in general, whether that was a God or if I even chose the right one. Being at TCA, it is very easy to make it look like you have it all together on the outside, but in reality, you have no idea what's going on. It was also during this time is when I started watching porn and struggling with lust. It was something that I was ashamed of, but something I didn't want to stop doing. Now, moving into high school, the first 2 years of high school for me were just about fitting in. I wanted to be liked by the upperclassmen, the faculty, and my peers. So I still played the part of the good Christian boy, but I was still struggling with my faith. I decided I would start going to church more often, hoping that it would spark something. However, none of my friends at the time went to church, so I felt alone. By the end of sophomore year, I decided that I wanted to serve at Watermark, and I joined K1 Race, which is a ministry for kids in kindergarten and first grade. It was at this time when I started to become friends with Jake Bryans and Cade Wagner, who were also serving in K1 Race. Jake and I knew each other from school, and he was a friend. He was friends with my friends, but we never really hung out. And it was during that summer the three of us started becoming better friends. I started to go to church more, and they began inviting me to their small group. It took them a whole year, but I finally made it to their last one of junior year. I was surprised of how honest and authentic the group was with their struggles, and it was the first time that I had ever shared my struggle with pornography with anyone else. I had always been worried that if people ever found out that they wouldn't want to be my friend, but my small group did the opposite. They shared their own experiences struggling with porn in ways that they have helped, or ways that have helped them stop. They encouraged me to delete apps, be conscious during times that I would get tempted, and to text them asking for prayers. Another thing that has impacted my life was last summer, I went to Haiti. And it's honestly the best trip that I've ever been on. But the most impactful thing that has happened to me on that trip was seeing how devoted the other people were to Christ. They were waking up an hour early so they could read their Bibles and pray. And up to this point, I had never had a devotional life. I hardly read the Bible or even prayed. After Haiti, I began to dive deep into the Word. And it has been amazing. I have come to know Jesus through the Bible. He's the Son of God who became man and sacrificed his life so that I and everyone can be saved. I now have friends who keep me accountable, who call me out when I say things I shouldn't, who check up on me and make sure I'm not falling back into my struggle with lust. The next two verses have really helped me along my journey. 1 Corinthians 6:18, which says, "Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body." And Proverbs 24:16, "For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again, but the wicked stumble when calamity strikes." If you have ever been stagnant in your faith, struggled with pornography, or had a hard time starting a devotional life, I encourage you to talk to someone, to get involved in a small group, and find people who will keep you accountable and push you towards Christ. Thank you.